What do you remember of the relationship between Baylor University and the Klan?
Baylor University was against the Klan, although a lot of the students remember it. Many of the faculty members. But officially, Baylor was against the Klan. And later, Dr. S.B. Brooks was very much against the course. And later, and the chairman of the Board of Trustees was Pat Nappy. He was violently anti-Klan. And in fact, that was one of the platforms he ran on for governor.
Yes.
And then after he became governor, he was active in the suppression of the Klan as well.
Did the fact that the university officially was opposed to the Klan, both locally and statewide, affect the relationship between Baylor and the community in any way?
Well, of course, the local Klan members sometimes would speak in a derogatory way of the university. We had had a little trouble here in World War I when the former dean and had been, and one or two faculty members more or less, had been just a little bit lukewarm in regard to the war. In fact, the dean was forced to quit and leave here because of that. Of course, in wartime, people saw it plain in that judgment that these people were completely innocent of any real wrongdoing. But it was just a bad odor they got into in local imagination. But it didn't hurt Baylor as far as its standing in the state and the sector is concerned.